Puppy Fat, written and read by Morris Gleitzman. Keith peered through the keyhole into Dad's bathroom. Come on, Dad, he thought. Stop moving about. Entries in the school art show closed at lunchtime today. Dad carried on having his morning cough in front of the mirror. Bet the great painters of history didn't have this trouble, thought Keith as he watched Dad's body shake with each cough. Bet when the great painters of history painted people in the nude, they didn't have to wait for the people's bottoms to stop wobbling. Keith started on the background, squinting through the keyhole to check that he was mixing the right shade of pond green to match the bathroom wallpaper. Bet the great painters of history didn't have to work kneeling down outside a bathroom door either, thought Keith bitterly. Bet people were only too glad to take their clothes off for them. Queued up to do it, probably. Not like Dad. Paint me with my gear off, he'd spluttered, nearly choking on his bedtime cuppa. Do you want to get us arrested? Keith had tried to explain that the great painters of history had most of their big successes doing people with no clothes on. He'd reminded Dad about the 27 million quid painting on telly. But all Dad had said was, give me 27 million quid and I'll think about it. Keith had been tempted to tell Dad why he wanted to do the painting, but he'd decided against it. If Dad knew he was being advertised, he'd get all tense and embarrassed. Tense and embarrassed's no good, thought Keith as he brushed the pond green onto the thick paper. I've got to show Dad as he really is. Warm-hearted, sensitive, a whiz with fried foods. Keith finished the background and peered through the keyhole again. In front of the mirror, Dad gave one last cough, then stopped. After a bit, his bottom stopped wobbling, and his tummy. Then he sighed and his tummy sagged and his bottom drooped. Tragic, thought Keith sadly. And Dad only 37. Wonder if the great painters of history had this problem. Wonder if Picasso's dad let himself go physically after he split up with Picasso's mum. Keith's heart sank as he watched Dad trying to arrange some wisps of hair over his bald patch. Then Keith took a deep breath, told himself to think positive, squeezed out some flesh pink and got on with the job.